First reading today in the Gospel are about hospitality. First reading, you have Abraham serving these three men. The church has seen that in her tradition, that was already a foreshadowing of the Trinity. God was visiting him. You know, I have a friend down south, and Southerners have a great sense of hospitality. He filled me in that when guests arrive at a home for dinner down south, they are immediately offered a beverage. It becomes the practice that if the host makes the offer, then the male guest is to say to the host, "Let me help you with that." And if the hostess offers the beverage, the female guest is to offer to help. Both the host and the hostess always decline the help, urging the guests just to be seated. But the polite thing to do is to help anyway, or risk being seen as rude. To this day, one can hear a grandmother's whispered observations of dinner guests. "Can you believe it? I offered something to drink, and they never volunteered to help. Whatever happened to good manners?" To be hospitable. We are called to be hospitable. The word means love of strangers. And hospitality is deeply rooted in our life of faith, both the Old and the New Testament. Like I said, that first reading has the story of Abraham. Not only is he to feed the stranger, but actually later in the book, he's called even to take responsibility for the guest's welfare. In fact, it was the practice of any traveler back then, once he arrived in a town, to stop by the city gate or to find the city well and just wait. And eventually, one of the townspeople would invite the traveler to his home for free food and lodging. Remember, there's no hotels and restaurants. Jesus knew this well. When he sent his disciples to preach, he told them to take nothing, no money bag or extra clothing. Upon entering a town, they're to preach and to heal. And being a stranger, the community was to open their homes to them for lodging and food. If they didn't, that town was not hospitable, and their preaching would have no effect. So they were to leave in search of a hospitable community. Amazing. If they were not hospitable, their preaching would have no effect. That they're intimately connected. If we're not hospitable to the people we can see, we will not be hospitable to the God we cannot see. Hospitality is huge. And at first glance, Martha in the gospel is right. Mary should have been seen to the issues of hospitality by helping Martha serve their guest. But then the divine reversal. Yes, Martha was fulfilling a religious and social expectation. But Jesus uses the moment to show Martha that she was trying to do too many things. You see, hospitality doesn't start with the food. It starts with the guest. The essential part of hospitality is to pay attention to the guest and what the guest needs. It's interesting. Jesus is on his way to be crucified. This is the last time he's going to be with Martha and Mary at their house. And Mary was attentive to this person of Jesus, that something was stirring, that he didn't need food. He needed them. Real hospitality isn't preparing the best dish. It's receiving the guest as the guest wishes to be received. Mary, in her position, seated at the feet of Jesus, is in the position of a disciple at the foot of a teacher. Eventually, food would have gotten to the table. But Jesus had something to offer as the guest, and Mary chose to accept it. Every guest has something to offer each one of us that we actually will receive much more than we give if we're attentive to the guest. So are we hospitable? Not only in our own homes and in our parish, but also as a community. Do we welcome the stranger? And when we have someone over, or we meet someone who's new, are we more concerned with the details, the doing, than we are about the guest, the person in front of us? Hospitality is about paying attention to the guest first.